Thank you. What a wonderful reading. Powerful expression of the Word of God. So who did you come to church with this morning? Maybe you came with your husband or your wife, or perhaps with a child or a teenager, maybe somebody in the nursery or someone in a classroom somewhere in the building. Maybe you came with a friend or a neighbor. At 11 o'clock, there'll be people coming in a van from Sunrise and Brightview. So who did you come with? And there may be some who are thinking, that's a stupid question because I came by myself. I came alone. Well, you may have come alone, but the truth is, the moment you walked in that door, you were not alone. No one comes into this sanctuary alone. You see, when we come to worship, we come to worship with the saints. We are surrounded this day by a great cloud of witnesses, according to the book of Hebrews. A great cloud of witnesses. The Apostles' Creed calls it the communion of saints. That's a mystical concept, a mystical body. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but it's real. It's there. It's interesting that we use the word cloud in our electronic communication. You know, you put things into the cloud. Well, that stuff's not dead and gone. It's there. You can download it and send it to a friend. Documents, photographs, information. It's really there, even though we can't see it or touch it. And we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints. In that great cloud of witnesses are Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Andrew and Peter and Mary of Magdala and Patrick and Francis and Catherine of Siena and Luther and Calvin and Wesley and Mother Teresa. And in that great cloud of witnesses are all those folks whose photographs adorn our altar today, and all those whose names we have read from that sacred roll of the departed. And in that great cloud of witnesses, there are folk who were very personal to you, who led you to faith, who showed you what unconditional love is all about, who taught you to love the Lord. Take a moment and just picture in your mind. Picture those who led you to faith. Perhaps they're no longer living in this world. A mother, a father, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle. Maybe a kindly pastor, or a youth counselor, or a Sunday school teacher, or perhaps a scout leader. But someone who cared enough to teach you and show you and lead you along the way. Picture them. Picture them in your mind and give thanks. We're worshiping with them this day. We worship with the saints, part of that great communion, that great cloud of witnesses. I want to share with you a mind-boggling phrase in the Great Thanksgiving. That's the prayer we use in communion every time we have communion. So bear with me a minute and turn in your hymnal, the red book there, the red hymnal, to page 13. Page 13 in the red hymnal, and you will see there the Great Thanksgiving, the prayer that we use in communion, page 13. And notice down toward the bottom, you'll see some dark black print. That's the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Just above the Holy, 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 there is a wee little paragraph that might often get unnoticed. But let this sink in. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. With with your people on earth, with the company of heaven. We join in. It's not like just a small little group of Christians come together this morning to take communion. No, we're joining with a great heavenly communion service, everlasting, a celebration, a worship of joy, of love, and of peace. We join with that. We're part of it. We're part of what the book of Revelation calls a great multitude that we just heard about in Scripture. Listen again to what Revelation says about that great multitude. They are before the throne of God. They worship him day and night within his temple. They hunger and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Think of it. We're part of that ongoing, everlasting celebration, that great communion of the saints. We join with them. We join in singing with them. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. In worship, we say yes, 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 yes to worship with the saints. I want to give you just a little earthly analogy of what that might be like. I know any earthly analogy is somewhat limited, but just a little picture for your mind. Recently, Mary Kay and I were on a trip to France. We went with a busload of people. And the very end of the trip, the last hotel we stayed in was one of the nicest hotels I've ever been in all my life. It was in Provence, beautiful area in France. Across the road from the hotel was a grove of olives. The olives were ripe. They were being picked. In the area, there were vineyards with grapes, you know, producing those wonderful French wines. It was an old medieval town, actually the ruins of an old town up on a hillside, not far, where you could climb up and look over magnificent countryside. This was just a beautiful place. And when our bus arrived at this hotel, everybody was just so happy to be there. Now, there was a courtyard there. The hotel kind of surrounded a courtyard, and there were flowers and shrubs. Beautiful little courtyard. Everybody was just so happy to be there. And there was one woman in the group who was so happy, she literally danced in the courtyard. Now, I'm not talking about a teenager. I'm talking about a woman my age dancing in the courtyard. And that's kind of like what it's going to be. Dancing in the courtyard. Joining in that ongoing celebration. That great communion of saints of which we're already a part and which we already join in. All those folks adorning our altar. All those people that you can picture in your mind. And just one final little thought. A very hypothetical. But what if someday, years from now, some crazy preacher asked the congregation to picture in your mind somebody who made a difference in your life, somebody who led you to faith, who showed you the love of God? Just picture someone in your mind. What if some preacher years from now were to say that? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be the crowning achievement of your life if someone were to picture you? So be it. Amen.